We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, talking today with Kevin Bryant and Debbie Nuss from the MLK Memorial Celebration Committee. The community celebration happening this Saturday, 2 to 4, Peace Memorial Auditorium, 1101 Points Avenue. That should be a great community event, and everybody's invited to come out to that. And, of course, the prayer breakfast week from Martin Luther King Day, 8 to 10 a.m. at Four Points by Sheridan. And that's at 530 Richards Avenue. They have a $10 optional breakfast buffet as well. And then following that here, January 25th, there's also the Day of Service.
Day of Service. K-State usually sponsors a Day of Service. They go to different places. There's a volunteer to sign up, so check the website and sign up for a Day of Service.
All right.
What Hands-On K-State does is they contact local nonprofit agencies to see if they have any projects or work that volunteers, K-State, or community members, doesn't have to be K-State students, and then they pair them together for that day of service. I think the comment has always been that Martin Luther King Day or recognition should be a day on, not a day off, that we should be doing work because Martin Luther King worked so hard on our behalfs too. So we should continue that work.
Giving back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, so many, a lot of places are closed. It's a federal holiday. I lived in Nebraska for a few years, and I went to covered a couple of school districts there. They went to school on Martin Luther King Day, but then they changed, and a lot more school districts have gone to that and making that be a day off. And I think that's a good thing because it keeps that legacy alive and that day of service for people to get out and go serve their communities.
Absolutely. And you know, I think that's the one thing that, for example, this art and writing contest, while it's not directly related to doing something on Martin Luther King Day, it certainly does encourage teachers to incorporate discussions about Martin Luther King in their curriculum, because they're not required to do that, but it's a great way to do that. And then it encourages students to participate. And then clearly on the day of the community celebration, parents and family members and friends are going to come and see their children receive their recognition. And so then that's the way for the community as a whole then to be involved in remembering King's important work.
All right. Now, you guys put on great events here for our community. But I know this takes a lot of people and individuals as well as organizations to put this all together.
It does. Our committee is actually about 20 people. I just want to recognize Reverend Dr. Dennis Ackerman with College Avenue United Methodist Church, and of course Kevin, Sylvia Campbell, Rondi Dale, Robin Edmonds, Suzanne Glymore, Reverend John Alou Johnston, Michael Knost, Caitlin Long, Brenda Mayberry, Christine Robinson, Maureen Sheehan, Rachel Shivers, Rona Tyson, Kathleen Vape, and Dr. Zia Wiley. And then last but not least, I really want to give a special recognition to Reverend Jem Spencer. Reverend Spencer is the one that started this whole project in terms of the annual celebration in the community. And were it not for his tireless dedication to this and talking to everybody he sees throughout the year about the importance of Martin Luther King, about the importance of fighting for civil rights, this event would still not be continuing. And sadly, Jim has faced some health challenges in recent years, and so he has not been able to be involved as much as he would like to be. But he's still with us in spirit, even if he can't come to a meeting. And you can bet that he will be at the community celebration on Saturday, January 18th, and at the community breakfast on Monday, January 20th. So, like I said, none of this would be possible were it not for Jim Spencer. And so he deserves our gratitude and our deep gratitude for all the work that he's done over the years. In addition to that, then, we have a lot of organizations that support us. The Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, the Mi Uta Omega and Kappa Pi chapters, they provide refreshments at the end of the event. There'll be cake, and I heard there may be sandwiches, and there'll be drinks. I don't know. They always surprise us with what they do. And then Flint Hills Job Corps, We'll be sending a group of students to help us with the setup and takedown on the day of the community celebration. And for those of us that are getting a little older, having those students come and help us set up chairs and take down chairs is much appreciated. I don't like doing that heavy kind of lifting anymore. Call Valley Greenhouse is a strong supporter. We have a button that we are giving to the students if they didn't get one of the top awards. And Call Valley Greenhouse provided the funds for that. And then, of course, you know, the School of Leadership Studies at K-State, USD 383, the Manhattan Catholic Schools, KinderCare Learning Center, College Avenue Methodist Church. And actually, the College Avenue Methodist Church Youth Group, we need to give them a special shout out because they provided us with the grant that allowed us to change our mural into a banner. So that 7x14 banner that Kevin mentioned earlier was done with a grant from the College Avenue United Methodist Church. And I don't know whether Kevin mentioned, but that banner is going to be on display at the state capitol this week. Kevin and a couple of other people are going to run it down to Topeka, and it's going to be on display at the capitol tomorrow through either Thursday or Friday. And I need to thank Representative Tom Phillips for sponsoring that for us. You have to have a legislator sponsor anything for you when you do that, and Representative Phillips was gracious enough to do that for us.
And again, this is a flavor. This is a part of Manhattan's history. We get to showcase not only the talent that we have here, but the history that we have here. You can't underestimate what Jim Spence does for the committee and the different people that we have working all throughout, you know, throughout Manhattan that provide us with all this information, the time and the effort to get things in place.
Very good. Well, it's got Dr. Martin Luther King's name on it, but it really is. It's seems like it's even bigger than that because his legacy is one that will surely never be forgotten. But the community coming together, the whole aspect of that, that's really, I think, what it's all about.
Absolutely. And also, I think it's just important for those of us that do advocacy work in the community in whatever capacity. You know, we know that his message is still as important as ever. We haven't solved all the problems. And if anything, maybe things have gotten a little bit worse, which is hard to say. So we do need to keep his spirit alive, and we do need to keep his message alive, and we do need to continue to do what we can to bring people together instead of tearing them apart.
That's true. We take a lot of time to decide our sayings for their art and writing contest. Nothing could be more important than this year's ones. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And that's what we're doing. We're giving back. So it's nice to be part of that. It's nice to have everybody come show up for that, and we really appreciate it.
All right. Well, the final event here in the month of January will be the laying of the wreath, and that's 2 p.m. on January 31st.
Yes, with the hands-on K-State. The K-State Black Student Union does sponsors that. They lay the wreath, and it's an exercise. And they usually have a couple of events after that.
Okay. And then you know, that really kicks off. Then it goes into Black History Month.
That's right. It does. So we won't be quite done. We'll just be starting anew with other things.
I think it's great. You can keep the conversation alive here, and obviously it's such an important message to keep alive. I want to get your thoughts real quick, if you don't mind. You know, I know the school district here in Manhattan, they recently named the new elementary school that they're going to be building, and that has some historical merit here. I'm going to name it after Oliver Brown, the namesake of the Brown versus Board of Education issue.
You know, it's For me, as a member of community, it's been very gratifying when the school board, in recent years, when it has named schools, that it has chosen people who do have historic significance. So Susan B. Anthony Middle School, for students, for the community to know, you know, the importance of what Susan B. Anthony did in terms of women's suffrage. And then, of course, Dwight D. Eisenhower, you know, the other middle school, and now the naming of this elementary school just helps to reinforce that there are significant events and significant people that should not be forgotten in terms of our history. So I applaud the school board's decision and hope that those students that go to that school are going to be proud of the name of that school, and that it reinforces that all of our schools need to have a culture of inclusiveness and acceptance of everybody.
It also invokes a deeper thought about who the individuals were involved in that. Because, you know, we talk Brown v. Board, and there's actually more behind that story. So hopefully it'll invoke people learning more about what those people were that actually had those actions happen. They start off as average everyday people, and they end up, you know, making a significant contribution to our community.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a 9-year-old, and she can't believe that, you know, there was segregation in schools, and it wasn't that long ago. You know, if you think about it, it was really only 60 years ago that this was happening. So great kudos to the school district for that. Again, the celebration, maybe recap that one more time here. What's happening on Saturday?
Sure. Saturday, January 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. is our community celebration. It will be held in Peace Memorial Auditorium at City Hall, 1101 Points Avenue. And then on Monday, our prayer breakfast is at the Four Points at Sheridan, 530 Richards Drive, and it starts at 8 a.m. A optional breakfast buffet is available for people for $10. But certainly come to the prayer breakfast. Bishop Dr. Daryl Martin will be our guest speaker, and I'm sure his words will be meaningful and powerful, and you won't want to miss them.
All right. Debbie Nuss, Kevin Bryant from the MLK Memorial Celebration Committee here in Manhattan, we thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to a great celebration this weekend.
Brandon, thank you so much for having us.
And we look forward to everybody joining us.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus on this Monday. Stay tuned. We'll have the GMCF Community Hour coming up next. And coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we will have Raleigh County Commissioner, I believe it's Ron Wells' turn on In Focus.